Dodge boasted a varied array of shops and stores. One of them had devoted an entire upper floor to female apparel. Wes and El Lobo occupied themselves on the first floor, admiring the assortment of new Winchester and Remington rifles in a gun rack. When a stranger stepped out from behind a display, Wes caught the movement off to the side. He whirled, a Colt cocked and in his hand. Though the stranger was armed, he made no move toward his holstered weapon.
You're mighty sudden with that iron, and mighty jumpy.
I don't like hombres catfooting up behind me. What do you want of me?
Nothing, at the moment. You're Wes Stone, the gunslinger, ain't you?
I'm Wes Stone. Who are you?
Nobody you'd know. I ain't famous like you.
Hitching his thumbs in his gun belt, he wandered away. Following a few paces behind, Wes followed, watching him out the front door.
Marlo?
Maybe. While I was with the railroad, I made a name for myself with a gun. Now it looks like as long as I'm alive, I'll never overcome the need to prove myself.
For the better part of 2 hours they waited, and when Renita and Tamara came down the stairs, they were radiant. Each wore a long dress.
Madre mía. It takes so long just for one dress?
There are others. I can wear but one at a time.
When the rest of their purchases were delivered to the cash register on the first floor, there was a formidable load.
Tarnation. We'll have to make 3 trips.
If it's not too far, it can be delivered.
The Dodge House.
I'll see to it right away.
Wes and El Lobo paid the bill, and when they reached the door, Wes turned.
I'm going out first.
I will follow.
It's daylight. We're in town. What's wrong?
Maybe nothing. Both you stay inside for a minute.
Half a block away, across the street, a man leaned against an awning post. Seeing Wes, he stepped off the boardwalk into the dusty street.
You got a reputation, Stone. Now I want it.
I don't know you, and I have nothing against you. I won't fight.
You got to! It's the way things is done!
His sandy hair licked out from beneath his used-up old black hat, and he didn't look old enough to shave. His Levi's and denim shirt had seen many washings, and his rough-out boots were run over. Only his gun belt and the Colt with the polished walnut grips looked new.
That's far enough.
Draw, damn you!
The kid's hand hovered near the butt of his Colt.
No. If there's a hand to be played out, the first draw is yours.
The kid went for his gun, but just as his Colt cleared leather, a slug crashed into it. The weapon went flying. The kid stood there, wringing his bloody hand. Wes Stone had already holstered his smoking Colt, and several who had witnessed the event hadn't seen him draw.
Damn you! You shamed me! Oh, for God's sake, shoot me and put me out of my misery!
I'm not gonna shoot you unless you come after me again. Then I'll kill you. Now vamoose!
His young face filled with hate, the kid turned away, walking down the dusty street. Doors opened, and men stood on the boardwalk. Sheriff Jack Dumery, always alert for signs of trouble, reined up his horse.
He forced a fight, Sheriff. I didn't want to fight him.
Curly Dismuke. His daddy drank himself to death, and Curly wants almighty bad to be somebody. He thinks he can make a name for himself with a gun. You better be mighty careful.
I aim to. He'll have a sore hand, and he's without a gun. Maybe that'll be enough to change his mind.
I doubt it. Somebody'll have to kill him. He's the kind that won't have it any other way.